You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and other research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in the inevitable DC and Marvel CU crossover?
Dusha made the bold and awesome claim a couple of BSs ago that inevitably, and yeah. I think you said within the next 3 years.
I said, I've revisited that episode when I edited it. I said it will happen in 2026.
Okay, 2026.
So four years.
4 years away from now, there will be a Marvel DC crossover. Yep. Now, and Zam have made our opinion on this very clear, but let's entertain the possibility. Joel Dusha's mad
so
world.
We've decided to revisit it now because I say it'll probably. I then further go on to say, look, you'll see after the Batman. And they'll start leaning towards that this is going to happen.
Yeah. I now, after watching Batman or the Batman, I feel even less. I feel even more. I guess, pretty confident that's not going to happen.
But something else happened though.
Okay. Yeah.
This is behind the scenes stuff, and this is a spoiler for Peacemaker the TV series. So if you haven't seen Peacemaker. Or you're currently watching it and you do care about spoilers.
And if you haven't watched it and you have access to it, good. Watch it. It's good. It's good.
Yeah,
watch it.
Hear.
It's
that's
good
what
times.
I hear. That's what I hear.
Pause the episode, watch the entire series and come back to it.
Yeah.
If you don't care about spoilers,
so good. Man,
we will continue.
He gets hugged by an eagle. It's so good.
He does get hugged by an eagle. The eagle's name's Eagly.
That's great. Good. That's good stuff.
Anyway, so there will be spoilers of Peacemaker because surprisingly, this episode ties heavily into something that happens behind the scenes, but it will reveal spoilers for Peacemaker.
Okay, yeah.
Good, that's enough of a fucking lead-in. Yep. Anyway, so in the final episode of season one of Peacemaker, Jason Momoa and fucking Flash fella, cunt, Ezra Miller.
Yeah.
He strangled a person everyone doesn't talk about anymore.
It's wild.
Did a cameo in Peacemaker as Flash and Aquaman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever. What's that got to do with DC and the MCU?
That's what I'm wondering. But the cameo's even better because it's not just, say, the Flash and Aquaman. It's also like Batman is there.
Yeah.
Superman is there.
Batman isn't there.
Wonder Woman is there. Superman is there. I'm pretty sure Batman was there.
Batman's not there and Cyborg isn't there.
Mm.
They were intentionally left out because James Gunn didn't want to put them in even as silhouettes because it disrespected where the actors were.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, so Batman is there and Wonder Woman there, but they are silhouetted. You don't see who's playing them.
It's good stuff.
It's great.
Yeah. Anyway. So you're like, well, Joel, shut the fuck up. Who cares? Yeah. You've just wrecked Peacemaker for me.
It's a 2-second
Or you're
scene.
Referencing a thing that I have already seen. Yeah. What's that got to do with it? Well, listeners and my dear friends, one of the things that happened is those cameos were last minute. And James Gunn, the director of Peacemaker, finished Peacemaker and started working on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. These cameos were agreed on after production was done on Peacemaker. So he filmed the cameos for... Oh, I think it was Ezra Miller. It was one of the two. On the set of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and Disney were like, hell yeah, absolutely, you can do that. So, we are now entering a dangerous territory.
Seems pretty flimsy, but
that's like, what do you...
That's just where he was at the time. So.
I mean, then that's also kind of like, we'll probably get a bit of kickback in terms of like the money that like you hired.
Yeah. That's like, let's look at Warner Brothers and Universal? Disney? No. Warner Brothers and no, it's one of the other ones. like, hey, Henry Cavill's required for reshoots, and the other studio were like, yeah, no worries.
They're happy to do it, but I just don't know.
Don't
shave his mustache.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, you can have him, but also he's not shaving his mustache.
We have a contract.
We're not paying for any of this. Get fucked. Disney were like, absolutely. Well, yeah, we'll take a day out. You can shoot this thing.
Happy to eat egg when it happens.
Yeah.
In 2026, I'm sitting in the cinema watching it. I'll be like, Dusha, I'll turn over to you and I'll eat a whole boiled egg.
You ate egg.
I ate egg. So it's
I'll do the same as a nice like little snack in the cinema. Nice, healthy snack.
The BS boys become the eggy boys. I'll eat one too because I don't want to feel left out.
That's fair.
No, I just think that seeing signs like this and the fact that James Gunn is floating between both franchises.
And also a certain individual is both the Joe Joker
and Druig
from Eternals.
It's already kind of a crossover. Yeah.
Are there any other DC and MCU?
Yeah, the guy who played the wizard in Shazam is the guy who plays one of the alien guys in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
Sean Gunn?
Yeah.
He plays the guy, not James Gunn, Sean Gunn.
Yeah.
He plays Weasel. He plays
one of the Guardian
guys, the good friend of Yondu.
Sly Stallone voiced the shark and also was in Guardians 2.
That's true.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that's not involved in Guardians of the Galaxy that is also in DC?
Probably. I'm sure there'll be somebody.
Yeah, but I think of like, you know, big names.
Ewan
McGregor was the Black Mask in
Birds of Prey.
And he also Obi-Wan.
In Star Wars.
Disney Plus Star Wars.
Yeah.
And he's coming back to do Star Wars.
So maybe
Now they have him up. We're on the set of Star Wars. You can be Scott Summers.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Scott Summers, fucking Ewan McGregor. Yes, please.
Michael Keaton, famously Batman. Batman. And also Batman again in Morbius.
When he was asked who was playing Morbius, he said Batman.
I'm the Batman.
Michael Keaton's a big one. Vulture and
Tom Hardy. Venom,
that's true. Venom.
And also a Bane.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Daredevil? Batman?
That's true.
Natalie Portman was in V for Vendetta.
Uh-huh.
And that is a DC film.
It counts.
Yep.
It counts.
Ben Mendelsohn. He's in The Dark Knight Rises.
He's
also a Skrull.
Uh-huh. That's J.K. true. Simmons?
Oh, yeah.
He's a Commissioner Gordon. And the reporter man, J.J. Jameson.
Chris Evans, Captain America. Who's he in the DC? Well, it turns out that Losers is an imprint. The Losers is part of Vertigo, which is an imprint of DC.
Josh Brolin? Johnny Hex, maybe? Is that the one?
I think Jonah Hex.
Jonah Hex.
Fucking Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Batman and Gore or whatever the fuck his name is in Love and Thunder.
There you go.
It's happening.
It's happening, baby. Zachary Levi.
Yeah.
He's Shazam. Mm-hmm. And he also Thor friend.
Yeah, that's yeah. So, okay.
David Harbour, Hellboy.
Yeah. That's
other guy.
Dark Horse, but yeah.
Yeah. Michael Roker is on this list. He is too. Yondu. And Suicide Squad. Never mind.
But it says in this.
Yes.
However, while the character has appeared in DC crossovers, he does not belong to DC. So I don't know. Why is it on the list?
Okay, but Adam Beach. He was everyone's favorite in Suicide Squad.
Yes.
He played a Slipknot.
Uh-huh.
He was also featured in everyone's favorite mutant film, The New Mutants.
Okay.
So.
They will
take a paycheck.
To quote Joel Dusha, it's happening.
It's happening. It's
Jared
happening.
Leto.
Yeah.
The Joker and Morbius himself.
Yeah, that's true. That's a great point.
Brett Cullen,
Brett Cullen,
He played Barton Blaze.
Yeah.
The father of Johnny Blaze in Ghost Rider.
Uh-huh.
I was like, that was a film? Yes, it was.
Yeah.
With everyone's favorite man. My brain is screaming Nicole Kidman. That's very wrong. Nicolas Cage. Aha, I was close with
it. You got that. It was an N sound. You're on the money.
And then he also plays Thomas Wayne in Joker.
Yes.
So
John Favreau, Happy Hogan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also is one of Bruce Wayne's assistants in Batman Forever, the man on the far right of this picture above. This picture above has about 13 guys in it.
Also Chris Pine.
Yeah.
He voices the Peter Parker, the one that gets got.
That's true. In the Spider-Verse.
And he also Wonder Woman's a love interest.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, this one's in both active universes and isn't too crazy. Lawrence Fishburne is Perry White in the DCEU.
True.
And he's also in Ant-Man and the Wasp
as Goliath or whatever he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's happening.
it's happening.
Yeah. So obviously characters have appeared in both. Well, actors, not characters. Yeah. Although Hollywood is full of crazy characters, isn't it?
Yeah. It really makes you think.
Yeah, it really makes you think. Well, the actors play characters, but the
actors themselves are characters
to us, the regular fucking slobby Joes.
Yeah, I love being a slobby Joe. And speaking of characters, Halle Berry, she was, of course, everyone knows Storm in X-Men, and also
Catwoman. Catwoman. That's true. That's very
everyone's
true.
Beloved Catwoman.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's Catwoman. Favorite Catwoman.
She was, I think, from memory. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So if it's gonna happen,
it's yes.
Well, see, I don't. Obviously, it's not going. See, these are
everyone's favorite Scott Summers.
Yeah,
James Marsden also plays Superman Cuck in Superman. Not Grounded.
Returns.
Yeah, Returns. Superman very
Grounded.
True.
Let's talk about that. No. So obviously, all of these actors are the ones.
Of course.
Yeah. We've already said that one. I said that. Come on, keep up.
Yeah. Not here.
Anyway, so all of these characters, you got to put a line through their names because they will not be appearing in this because. It would be silly to have one guy play two guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As we've seen from Nutty Professor and Nutty Professor through the clumps, doing so is silly.
Yeah.
Okay? Although it leads to silliness.
A good friend and previous guest on Baseless Speculation, Alexi Toliopoulos, claimed that he honestly, truly, deep down in his heart, believes that Eddie Murphy should have won a Best Actor for the Nutty Professor
2. I can see that. That's not unreasonable.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Anyway, so the crossover I still think is absolutely inevitable. Involving characters from the Batman, difficult. Involving characters from the DCEU, absolutely.
Okay, so if it's going to happen, how is it going to happen?
How?
That's the question. All right, we have solidified and we have locked in it's coming 2026. Get ready. Yep. It's going to be the greatest year of movie ever to happen.
Yep.
So
it's going to be the first movie to make $3 billion.
Exactly. But how?
Yeah.
Okay,
what is going to happen?
One thing that's coming up in the MCU timeline is Secret Wars.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that really opens the door for stuff like this. In fact...
What do you mean?
How?
Secret? No, not Secret Wars. The
Sorry.
Other one.
The Skrull was Batman.
Sorry,
No, not
me.
Secret Wars.
What?
The other one. The fucking Battle Punch on in Space one.
Break World? No, not Break World. Battle World?
Battle
yeah,
World?
But Battle World. What's that comic
Secret book? Wars?
No, that's what I just said, wasn't
no,
it?
No, wait.
No.
What?
What is that?
Secret Invasion is the...
Secret
Invasion
is coming. Secret Wars, I think.
Yeah, so I was right. You fucking mocked me. Fuck you.
Yeah.
It is Secret Wars, right?
There's like Secret Wars...
The one where all the bad guys and all the good guys get fucking sucked off to fucking punch on planet.
Is that the one with Beyonder? Yeah, because there's been several Secret Wars. Yes.
Okay, so they all get sucked off to a battle world to punch on. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
So Secret Wars is coming. There's rumors the Russos are going to be directed.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
That really is just like, with all the multiverse stuff that's currently happening, once you throw a Secret Wars in, Secret Wars is really the final piece, and everyone's always talking about once you open a multiverse, you can't close the multiverse because it means that
anything can happen.
Yeah. And Secret Wars is absolutely the final frontier of that.
Yeah.
Once you do a Secret Wars, you really cannot put that back in a box. And I think the only way to escalate from that, even if it's a one-off thing, and you would only be able to do it in a way where you can explain why it only happens this once.
Yeah.
Whether it be maybe a live action What If.
Okay.
Or something like that. But jumping off the back of Secret Wars, it'd be a similar thing, but Marvel and DC coming together and then probably coming together to beat the shit out of the Wanderer or whatever the fuck his name is, Beyonder.
So do you think it'll be in like Secret Wars, they're like, we have to pull people from every dimension.
Yeah.
And then Doctor Strange is like, and when I say every dimension.
I mean
every dimension.
Even the Batman dimension. And he looks at the audience. That's right.
The Batman's going to be in this. I don't know which one they haven't told me. And
now,
then they bring him in.
In the Eternals.
Yeah.
They do mention Batman and Superman basically by name as characters that exist in that world. So they have those as like fictional characters.
But also the Avengers are fucking characters in their world, like as in they've got toys and shit.
No, but they would have to be actually... Are you saying that Batman is real in the main?
No. I'm just saying that doesn't mean...
That was the argument you just put forward.
Well, maybe I am then.
Okay. just seeing where we stand.
Is the crossover going to happen? It's already happened.
He's there. Nothing
we just don't see him.
Yeah,
he was there in the Battle of New York. We just didn't see
him. There's going to be a scene where Spider-Man's like, I'm going to spend my gap year in Gotham City. Like, what? It's always been here, he says, for no reason.
Yeah.
I have to pass through Metropolis, which is also always existed.
Yeah. Don't you guys remember the Battle of New York? And it just crosses over the Superman just like punching one of the big like whales in the
Superman
head.
Superman was there the whole time. He's Clark Kent. He knows. Yes. So, but if they wanted to do a maybe easier to swallow crossover, they could do a thing where like the comic books have become real.
Yeah. I was going to say, you could do a
thing.
You
think that when you've opened multiverses, comic books being real is easier to swallow than a multiverse?
Someone gets sucked off into a TV.
Or they shoot the comic book with a ray gun that makes Batman real, and it's Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't you just open a multiverse?
Well, because then it becomes canonical, right? That the DC universe exists within the Marvel multiverse. But if you just make it, the comic book becomes real. You don't have to worry about that little canonological inconsistency.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Who cares if the DC universe is set in the Marvel multiverse?
Yeah. Are you positing that it's going to be this current Marvel Universe and this current DC Universe?
I think it'll be the current Marvel Universe. It is tough. I mean, 2026 is coming up fast. So I guess it would have to be. I think it'll end up being... I'm going to backtrack a little bit. Not real. I'm not walking anything back. Don't you worry, Jack.
Good.
I think that one thing that's going to happen with DC now is they're going to be stuck-ish with different versions of all the characters, but they're going to have the Snyder characters...
Mm.
That they don't really have a lot to do with.
Yeah, okay.
If that makes sense. So, like, you've got The Batman, which stars...
Patterson. Rat Pat.
Yeah.
Pat Fleck.
Yeah,
so you got Pat Fleck playing The Batman. So, like, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne doesn't have a lot to do. Well, I haven't seen him. What's he up to?
Yeah, where's he up?
Ben Affleck. I mean, obviously, Ben Affleck probably not returning for Batman, but the same's going to happen with, like... Like, once you Flashpoint, which is going to happen in the Flash movie that they keep telling me is coming, and I see trailers, and I'm like, that's all right.
Sure, it will. Flashpoint in the cinemas,
I look forward to seeing that real movie.
Yeah.
That's just going to, like, wipe everything, and I think even, like, Gal Gadot and stuff like that will just be kind of stuck in a limbo where...
Yeah.
They're still technically playing those characters, but not making any movies.
Because I'm assuming
Henry Cavill
hasn't done fucking shit for
fucking
ages.
And Superman has been, I guess, had some cameos in a couple of, again, in Shazam and then also in Peacemaker, but you don't see his face.
And I got to assume as well that a lot of these actors signed on to more than the films that they've been in. Mm-hmm. Like, just that's how it's done these days. So it would not shock me if, like, Henry Cavill, Gal Gadot, they just had, like, two films under their belt they still needed to do to complete their contract.
If they're going to do it. I mean, they are going to do it.
They're going to do
sorry.
It.
It's a lock.
It's a lock. When they do this, I don't think we're going to get the current DC
You think it'll
lineup.
Just be randos?
I think it will be a different lineup.
Oh,
I think it'll
okay.
be like, sorry, different actors. Maybe, like, you know, we'll have Superman, you'll have Batman, Wonder Woman. Like, we'll have the Justice League.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get any of the current
the named
cast.
Actors.
I would say that I like that, but... I'm going to tweak it a little bit and say you get one or two.
Maybe Jason Momoa.
No, Jason Momoa. Here's the thing about Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Aquaman is the highest grossing DC movie.
I'll keep making them.
So
they might want to put that in.
Yeah, they might. They,
again.
Like if you think about it, if you're doing it because you kind of don't want to scrape the barrel for your DC characters.
No, but if you keep Aquaman in, like, because he's fun and silly and he's in Peacemaker or whatever, but then also... His movies are making $1 billion. You don't want to accidentally give Marvel too much money, unless the deal that you're getting for this movie is like 50%.
I'm assuming it would be something.
Yeah, 50%.
It would have to be it would be big. It'd be, I guess, like whatever.
So like you might as well if you think about sucking off your audience, right? Which is what every movie wants to do. Every movie is secretly a big pair of Rolling Stones style lips coming down to suck the pussies and wieners of the crowd. Okay. So if you think about
if you turn around, you do get a rim job. Yes.
Oh yeah.
But you're not watching the movie then, so you lose out unless you love rim jobs more than cinemas.
Well, no. What you can do is you can bend over and grab your ankle and watch it upside down.
Because the chair in front of you is in the way there.
Yeah, then you can sit up and position yourself in a way.
Your legs up back, behind your head.
Do a pelvic
pretzel
tilt.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Let the movie lick your asshole clean.
And you probably get a little tickle in your balls.
Yeah, and your gooch as well, which is cool.
And like, because of gravity, balls will be dangling on cinema's nose.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good.
That's pretty swell.
Cinema needs a hand to help them move that out the way.
No, leave it.
Okay.
but if you try to suck off your audience.
Yes.
Then
you don't want to skimp.
Well, yeah, exactly. And you want the lead in to be like, it's the DC, because that's the selling point.
Yeah.
It's the DC characters you know and love. I don't know who they are, but the Marvel characters you know and love. Mm. And they got a biff on their fucking faces to save the day.
Do you remember when you were a child and you'd get a Batman toy and a Hulk and you'd make them fight? We're doing it for real.
They did
this
it
time.
In the comic books like three times and none of them were successful.
Yeah.
Maybe a movie version will be good.
Yeah.
A movie version would make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
So, also, if it's in 4 years, now actors stage.
That is true about actors.
Yeah, and they're not like a comic where they stay the same age.
They stay young forever.
Yeah, but CGI. And also, we're making all our movies look like shit now because of CGI. So
that's
why not make
true.
Our guys look like shit?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, okay.
De-age everyone. So Mark Hamill, he's in Star Wars again.
Yeah.
Playing Luke Skywalker, age 15.
Yes.
This is the most depressing movie to imagine. Just like a bunch of ghoulishly de-aged actors fighting each other in CGI backgrounds.
Okay, so the premise of a lot of...
That either kills the Marvel Cinematic Universe or me, Jackson Bailey.
So, trying to remember the Marvel versus DC comic book miniseries that happened in the 90s.
Doesn't Wolverine fight someone that makes no sense? Or does he fight Batman?
I think Wolverine fights Batman.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've had it in my head that he fights Superman or something.
So you have the...
Superman takes him to space, he dies.
The personification of the DC universe and the personification of Marvel. I think they get into a fight and they biff on.
Yeah.
And then after this event, I think they join for a bit.
Yeah.
And you get the amalgamation.
Grant Morrison looked at that event
and
been like
Dark Claw and shit like that.
Was it?
And Bat Thing, which is Man Thing and Batman combined.
So two godlike brothers, yes, who personify DC and Marvel, they become aware that they each exist and they challenge each other to duels. Involving each other's representative superheroes.
Maybe.
And I guess it's a winner takes all kind of biz.
It'll be a Disney Plus show.
lot like you're walking back.
It'll be a movie.
Okay, good.
And it'll be released on HBO Max and Disney Plus same day.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so this was in 96.
Yeah.
And there was 4 issues.
Mm.
Huh. So these are the fights that we get in the comic.
Okay,
so
Superman, Thor,
Aquaman versus Namor, Elektra versus Catwoman, The Flash versus Quicksilver, Robin versus Jubilee, Silver Surfer versus the Green Lantern, Thor v Captain Marvel, Superman v the Hulk, Spider-Man versus Superboy, Batman v Captain America, Wolverine v Lobo. Storm v Wonder Woman.
There's a lot of one-sided fights there.
Yeah.
Hulk. Oh wait, no. Hulk loves space.
Yeah.
Superman.
After exchanging punches and a burst of heat vision, Superman won the fight eventually.
That sounds like he just burnt Hulk to a little green puddle. I'm not scared of you, you monster.
Pretty much, don't they do it again? And then they just because like characters win, characters lose, but then they swap it, and then
It's
the same as when Superman and Batman fight. Sometimes one wins, sometimes the other wins.
Well, the last 5 fights that I read out, they were determined by readers' votes.
Do you reckon the same thing will happen?
Yeah, they'll ask me, Joel Dusha, the man who pitched this movie to them to vote.
I think what'll happen,
who's more awesome?
Put this in the BS bingo card. There's going to be a new kind of movie that comes out, in the next 4 years called Interactovision.
Interactovision.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
And
so what'll happen is it'll be like Batman
Jackson, are you familiar with the Black Mirror Bandersnatch?
Yeah. It'll be like Bandersnatch, but it'll be called Interactovision.
And it'll be at the cinema.
And then, it's at the cinema, and you're all watching it, and Batman and, say, Thor are punching on, and then Thor's got like a gun to Batman's head. And Thor's got like a knife at Batman's got a knife at Thor's stomach. And then the screen will freeze and it'll be like, cast your votes now. Yeah. And depending on the majority of votes, we'll see the scene play out. And then you'll have to go see it another time
if you want
to hope to get the other scene.
Yeah.
And that'll be
on the DVD extras. They're bringing them back.
DVD extras are coming back as its own streaming service.
DVD extras service.
Yes. Do we think they'll play on the personifications? That'd be just such a crazy of like the Marvel and the DC universe to like open on space, two cosmic brothers
are like, I know you exist.
Oh,
I'll kill you.
I got a Spider-Man. What do you get? I got a Batman.
Fucking murder you.
You're done.
What you fucking say?
Fucking say cunt.
You fucking say
they
bash
the first cunt in the both movies.
And as each brother tends to like cosmic brother goes in for a punch, and as their fists collide, we zoom into their fists.
Yes.
And then it's like Spider-Man punching Bat Boy or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's just like just wall to wall fight. No plot dialogue. None of this.
No set up. No set down. It's just fight.
It's one of the credits.
It's one of them new films. It's like it's a Fido Vision. We know what you want. Spectacle.
It's just pure
press
spectacle.
Press button for more fight.
The movie goes as long as you want it to.
The movie can end here, or you can press button for more fight.
It's like one of the. It's the first film to ever win an Oscar. For a film with no story.
And for longest film.
When it says story, it's blank. Story by whom? It doesn't matter.
Nobody wrote this movie.
Yeah.
And the winner of this year's Oscar for movie with no story goes to Marvel vs. DC. Yes. Poncho Vision.
Yes. For reinvigorating cinema.
I think the way it works, like you'd have to Secret Wars-y was it a little bit?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it would need to be.
Tell us the story. Yeah, tell us how
and
it goes.
And also, you need to. Is it going to be standalone, or is it going to be connected to the Marvel and the DC, or is it just going to be like a we're using those characters, but it's standalone?
Yeah.
It's standalone using the characters.
Okay. So the opening. Tell me like the three act structure.
Walk me through it.
What are we doing? Opening sequence.
I think that it'll be a Marvel film.
Okay.
And they're going to borrow DC characters rather than it being a. Split down the middle, co-production.
So kind of like when they borrow Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I think there'll be trouble in fucking space.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know, maybe...
It's a good opening crawl for the movie. There's trouble in fucking space.
Iron Man still dead. Captain Marvel, where is she?
Yeah, okay.
Who do we call? Superman. No.
There's trouble in space. That's all we have. What happens next?
So maybe fucking there's a satellite that picks up a fucking planet that's entered the orbit, and everyone's like, oh, what's that going on? And it's a fucking. A meteor heading to Earth.
Is it a meteor like a second Earth?
a second Earth then.
Planet entered orbit.
This is like, I've never felt like a pitch that has not been written by committee, but a pitch that has been written by the just like half baked suggestions of whoever is being pitched to.
Dusha wrote this pitch as he walked through the door into the pitch meeting.
He's writing this pitch as some people ask him questions. Do you mean this or this? Yeah.
A meteor. Oh, like another Earth. Yes, another Earth. You said a meteor.
Well, you asked if you said another Earth, and I said yes. So, a satellite picks up that there is a new planet entering our fucking solar system.
Okay, yeah.
It is moving slowly towards Earth, and if it hits Earth, there's going to be some giant cataclysm that wipes out all humanity as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Avengers like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, there'll be some investigation in the first act, but it's like a kind of in a similar thing to like Don't Look Up or fucking Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
It's like it's coming.
Or Melancholia. It's like, it's coming.
Yeah.
We've done every calculation. But then it'll be revealed because you're like, whoa, this is weird. Mm. We're not even, I mean, you'll have to probably split this throughout so people know what's going on straight away.
Kind of borrowing a little bit from like when the Marvel comics did like Incursions, which I think I've mentioned before.
I'm scared to ask what Incursions are.
Me too.
So it's the basically like the break world or the battle world before that. It's basically like the multiverse is collapsing and you basically get two Earths that are going to collapse onto a singularity.
Okay, yeah, let's borrow from that.
Okay.
And so what happens is you have to have a bunch of cunts going to the other Earth to destroy it before it hits that Earth. And so it's basically you have to you're getting like heroes it ends up being like Thanos's like cabal or whatever.
Yeah.
Going in and just destroying Earth so that the current 6161 just stays good for a bit.
That's cool.
So the Earth's basically like a colliding to each
other. Well, yeah, let's say it's like the events of the multiverse fuckery we've seen on screen and it cheered and pissed for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Have had a negative impact on the universe, both ours and theirs.
Okay.
The toll of seeing two guys fight has worn down both the BS boys and also the universe. So let's say that, similar to the Incursion, two Earths coming together, the weight of the multiverse is starting to crush the 616, which I think is like Earth 99999. Whatever it is in the MCU. And you can either introduce the DC characters as part of that Earth that is heading towards our Earth, or that Earth is actually sent from by some fucking galactic
altered dimensional fella.
Yeah.
Darkseid.
You could do a thing as well where like they're like
Darkseid.
Oh yeah.
And they're like, we're not equipped. Yeah, fuck. That's all right.
Yeah.
In a pitch meeting. And the Earth has been sent by, someone's like, Darkseid. I'm like, yeah, fuck. That's actually
that's
unreal.
Good. That's good. Yeah, put that in.
Yeah, write it down. Write it down.
Is this your pitch? It's our pitch. You could do a thing as well where, like, as, like, the Marvel, they're, like, looking and they're seeing the Earth come towards their Earth. And then you show DC. And from their perspective, it's like, oh, no. There's this Earth which has entered our orbit or whatever.
Could you do something? Yeah. So again, using this idea of like, either the incursion this or like idea. These things happening. If it's like an incursion where it's like two alternate Earths are kind of crashing into each other sort of in an interdimensional way as opposed to in space coming together. But you kind of have maybe say like your Reed Richards or your Tony Stark or like, you know, your smart cunts in the MCU being like, oh, we're investigating this thing and oh no, we're like there's a second Earth coming at us. And we also cross that with maybe the smart cunts from the DCU who are
what's his name? Mr. Impossible.
Okay.
He's got a T on his head.
Terrific.
Mr. Terrific.
Yep.
Professor Terrific, whatever.
Nah, it has to be, you have to use name. Like, I reckon one of them has to be like Flash.
Yeah. Green Lantern could use Green Lantern.
No, it has to be someone that's in a movie already. Green Lantern's not.
Superman?
Yeah, you could use Superman.
Ryan Henry Cavill says, Hal Jordan. Yeah,
you could do that. Oh my God. Wow. 3 billion. Yeah. That hits a 3 billion. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds becomes the richest man in the entire universe.
So you have like a science-y person from like the DC, but like, and it's shot in a way where. It almost looks like it's the same city.
Yeah.
Or the same, like, Earth. But
and
then
they're having
revealed.
The same conversations, oh my God.
But oh my God. It's then it's like, oh, it's Superman. Oh, it's Zaz.
Victor Zaz, serial killer.
Serial killer in the MCU.
I think we should kill the other Earth. I'll go.
You're always saying that.
And then you can have this kind of like, oh, they're coming in and they're coming. Mm. And maybe they get to like the incursion point, which I think is in like Wakanda in the comics. So you could. Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken Earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Do something where it's kind of like, we need to kind of travel to this point and then maybe they both are discovering it at the same time. Where it's like, oh, we got to this point and then we may be able to stop this by destroying the other Earth or maybe like, you know, by investigating what that is. And that's when they send the Avengers. That's when they send the Justice League.
And then they get Biffons. And then they're like, no, we got to save it with the power of friendship.
Yeah.
And they somehow do it that way. You can do a thing as well with the DC. I don't know if they've ever addressed it in a movie, but the source wall. Do you know the source wall?
I'm aware of the source wall, but please enlighten.
So there's a wall at the end of the DC universe called the source wall.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, who knows?
Yeah.
And it's made up of a bunch of big faces. Mm. So maybe they're like investigating. And in the comics, like within the last 10 years, there was a crack in the source wall. Oh my God. And some bullshit happened.
Yeah.
Did someone go bullshit, in? Probably like Grant Morrison's tongue is like.
I'm licking you. No, the goddess of eternity came through and yelled at her sons, and then an alien came and they were like, comic books are good. It was terrible.
Where's that throne that Batman sat on?
That's the Darkseid's throne or some shit. I don't know. Anyway, maybe they find the crack in the source wall and it's like Superman and the gang and they're like, and they like push it aside and they see a Marvel guy looking in the other side of the source
wall. Hey, there's a hole in our wall.
It's like they're like neighbors.
Yeah.
Like the episode of, I think it's a throwaway gag in Futurama, where they go to the edge of the universe and they look through a telescope and there's like themselves seeing themselves.
Yeah.
But like with the a slight difference.
Cowboy mode, I think.
Yeah.
Cowboy mode, that's good.
Yeah, and then it's like they're waving. Yeah, it's like, I hate Cowboy Us's stupid hat. So basically,
they look through the source wall, they see their neighbors who they hate.
Yep.
They're like,
there's a guy with a shield. I'll kill him.
Maybe it's like this. Okay, so it's like Superman, he's looking at his devices and he's like, I'm noticing a bunch of fucked up energy coming into the DC universe. That's crazy.
And Thor on Asgard being like,
some fucking energy's coming into here.
And Thor being like, Sif, send me to DC.
Oh my God, I'm in DC. Sends him to DC, the American capital. This is
District of Columbia. I didn't want this at all.
But then maybe, but it could be like something's coming into our universe from another universe. It's coming from the Marvel universe. Oh my God, we got to go stop it. Yeah.
It's like, I can imagine like the incursion thing happening if they want to be just like, okay, the whole point of this is to kind of have biffs, right? This is the point of this pitch,
I'm assuming,
right, JD?
So.
You want biffs?
Yeah, you need biffs.
Yeah.
So the whole point of this, and we don't want our heroes biffing our heroes in like we want our heroes biffing the other universes.
Yeah, yeah.
So like the incursion-y stuff where it's like, oh, we need to do something and have them fight. That I can see being like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but the only problem is, right now, who?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, who do the DC want to throw at this?
At
all.
Flash.
And who are they fighting?
Aquaman.
Flash is fighting Aquaman?
No.
Flash is fighting what? Quicksilver?
No, but Flash should be fighting like...
Yeah, you tell us the team ups.
Yeah.
We'll give you... Okay, so let's figure out the DC guys. You tell them who they're matched up with.
Okay.
So I'm assuming the ideal DC team... And let's just assume it's... Because this is our pitch. It can be anything we want. Yeah. So ideal DC team... Mark Hamill's
Joker?
What?
Henry Cavill.
Mark Hamill's Henry Cavill, okay. That's a tough one to imagine, but okay. Yep, next one.
Henry Cavill's Superman.
Yeah.
Okay, Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman. Ezra Miller's The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Momoa's Aquaman.
So you just want the snotty.
Well, I'm assuming, I mean, like, those
the
are
just,
the...
You just want the Justice
those
League.
Are the ones that people
you just want the
think
Justice
of.
League.
Yeah.
Do you want Shazam in that too?
Yeah, Shazam. No, Shazam's
so you're
going to
use
choice.
The Snyder Cut cast?
Yeah, just because I think those are the most recognizable.
And they're the most recent, like...
So Superman, Batman, Flash, Wonder Woman, and Shazam.
Yeah, let's call it Shazam. Yeah.
Maybe, isn't Hawkman coming around soon?
So do you want Aquaman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, you want the... Okay.
Snyder Cut plus Shazam.
Okay.
Shazam plus, I think, maybe Hawk Lad or whoever.
You just want Hawk Lad because you think that'll be cool?
No, because I think isn't
he's
Hawkman
not,
coming
not
in?
Not a Hawkman movie,
no,
but I think he's going to be
Black
in...
Black Adam. He's in Black Adam movie.
So yeah. Hawkman's there.
Because there's a just...
Maybe Black Adam.
Justice Society.
Well, let's just leave it with the let's go Snyder Cut 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unite the five.
Who are they fighting?
Well, the Snyder Cut has more than, because you also.
I'm not, I'm just doing Superman,
Martian Manhunter?
Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Cyborg, The Flash. That's all I want. I don't.
Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Cyborg, Flash.
Aquaman.
So you keep saying five, but there's six.
Wait, was it Unite the Seven? Or was it Unite the Six?
It was Unite the Seven, but
that was like before the movie really even started production, because Justice League was filming whilst BBS was coming out. So Unite the Seven would have involved either a Green Lantern.
Yeah, I think it was a Green Lantern.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was cut entirely. And then also people thought they were like, oh, Unite the Seven Seas.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Okay, well, actually, let's do five and get rid of Cyborg.
I was
going to
say, do the Seven and include Green Lantern. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So we finally united the seven.
Who's then, Superman fighting?
Well, Thor.
Okay. Alien God versus
Alien God.
Yeah, okay.
One has a hammer, though.
I don't know if Superman's ever called an alien god, but anyway.
Of course he is.
Was he a god?
Well, not God, sorry. Yes. Yeah, he's called an alien.
Yeah. All right, that's a fair fight.
Flash fighting like Captain Marvel or something?
Oh, yeah. Why? Why are you pairing them?
Captain Marvel's fast. Flash is fast.
Cool.
Flash gets to do his famous thing of like tripping over and grabbing a boob or whatever.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Sure.
Flash has done that like seven
times.
Surely at this point you're like Flash v. Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Because she grew up with a speedster.
All right, fine. Flash v. Scarlet Witch. Same reasoning.
Okay. Great.
Batman v. That's a tricky one because Iron Man's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can bring Iron Man back. It's a.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
It's a whole new world, baby.
Yeah. Iron Man's back. He's fighting Batman.
Okay.
Captain America's fighting Aquaman?
Okay. The sea and America. I get it, dude.
I get it.
Enemies since way back
America
in the day.
Girt by sea.
Well, because the sea is trying to fucking eat the Statue of Liberty. Yeah. And America's trying to keep it dry.
Is that how the fight starts? Yeah.
What about Batman v. Captain America?
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Captain America would. Okay, no, I guess Batman's fought. Yeah, okay. Mm. Batman v Captain America, then Aquaman versus
Iron Man? You can make him wet.
I can make you go underwater.
Hulk? True.
Oh, yeah, fuck, I forgot about Hulk.
There's a lot of Avengers, dude.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, Aquaman versus Iron Man, I reckon.
All right, cool.
Both have
cool.
Man in the title.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Who else am I forgetting? Shazam? Did we say Shazam or did we stick? No, we stick.
Cyborg?
Cyborg and Green Lantern and Wonder Woman you still have to do.
Okay, Wonder Woman can... See, no, Wonder Woman should be fighting Captain America.
Okay, sure.
See, that's a good point.
Both out of time. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They both fought in World War One,
which means that that's freed up Batman to fight... Hulk. No.
I'm gonna write these down because I'm gonna get confused.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, you got Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman versus Captain America.
V-Cap. That makes sense. That's like very patriotic.
Superman versus Thor.
Yep.
These are douches pairings.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you've got
Aquaman versus Iron Man.
Aquaman versus Iron Man. They both are men.
I don't mean to like help you out with this pitch, but Iron Man versus Cyborg.
Yeah. Seems like it would be
seems
though.
Like that's
where
that's,
I would have gone.
Yeah.
But that's okay. This is your pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine. Aquaman. Nope. Iron Man versus Cyborg.
Hulk v Batman? Is that still happening?
I don't think it's a good
Green
idea.
Green Lantern v
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel?
Yeah, okay. Both from space, both got energy powers.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Both fighter pilots.
Yeah,
got a lot in common. Who's Batman fighting?
Who is Batman fighting?
Who is Aquaman?
Spider-Man?
Who is Flash? Flash is the Scarlet Witch.
Batman v Spider-Man. I'll give you some Marvel characters, you tell me. Guardians of the Galaxy.
No.
Not Hulk, obviously.
No. Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange versus Cyborg.
Oh.
Magic versus technology.
So Hitman's not fighting Cyborg. Oh.
Okay. No.
Iron Man's not fighting. Yep. Yeah, Doctor Strange versus Cyborg.
No,
Iron Man's fighting Batman.
Okay. Is that everyone?
No, we're Aquaman.
Aquaman. Aquaman's fighting.
Because you know
he's drawn the short story. He's fighting Hulk.
Okay.
How does Hulk deal on the water?
How does Aquaman
be punched by a Hulk?
Not great, I can only assume.
Hulk could just tear Aquaman into little pieces like tissue paper.
Yeah, and of all the people that you've, is in Wonder Woman, Superman, Cyborg, Green Lantern, Flash, Batman, Aquaman. Really, it needs to be Superman v Hulk, or else it's just like, Hulk win.
Yeah.
Maybe Wonder Woman versus Hulk, you could do Cyborg v Hulk.
Yeah.
I reckon Aquaman, Aquaman's probably punched a whale.
Yeah. Probably not. he loves whales.
Yeah. But what if one of the whales was being, one of the whales giving him attitude?
Yeah, true. One of them was giving him lip. Maybe.
Yeah.
He'd have caught the whale across the head.
What'd you say, Con?
Fuck, boy.
Come here, swim here and say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So fucking boy.
I said, off out of you. Zip it. You're so negative.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
To say you're so negative after punching someone? Good.
Like, you've got like, because also you have superheroes and other Marvel people that are coming out in films to be. So like you would have Namor. So fighting Aquaman and Namor.
Namor makes sense.
Seems to make sense.
No, just keeping with.
The next four years
of films are meaningless to him.
Yeah, so I mean, we should probably go through these team ups, these fights, and see who wins.
Might win. Okay, let's go from we'll go from the bottom up.
Okay,
Aquaman v Hulk.
Okay,
I think that it seems obvious Hulk would win, but I think Aquaman would. Oh, Aquaman's not smart.
Can Aquaman? He can control water. Maybe drown Hulk.
That, or like wet him, like drown because
just wet him.
Wet him enough that he calms down.
What?
You know, like if someone's like,
but he's angry. He splashed water in their face. They relax.
He's so angry. They get in the cold shower. You can calm down.
But he could do a thing where he like pushes Hulk under with the force of like an ocean, and he like traps him underground on a hot vent or something.
Yeah.
And like Hulk pushes him down. He pins him down. And I'm guessing the adjudicator, like maybe the living tribunal or whoever
Don't kill
is,
that man.
Whoever is watching this fight. Yeah. Like win the Aquaman.
Yeah.
Alternatively, Hulk grabs Aquaman and throws him and Aquaman dies.
Like he's not. Imagine this scene. Because I don't know if this is a comedy yet or not.
I don't want this movie.
So he could pick him up and like throw him along the ocean and skip him like a stone. Yeah. And then it's just like.
And then he hits an island in the distance and the island sinks.
It's just like Hulk win.
Hulk hate wet man.
Hulk make wet man dry. And then it just like goes,
you can imagine a desert island with a palm tree.
And then like it just cuts to Aquaman like in bed and being like ooh, as though like the palm tree just like lands on his head or his dick and nuts, and he's like ooh,
my aqua dick and my aqua nuts.
Dick and nuts.
And then a voiceover says, "Victory, Hulk." And that's how we know we won.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Hulk wins.
Yeah, yeah.
Victory, Hulk.
Okay. Fight, I mean.
Batman v Iron Man.
Well, that's a fight of technology versus technology,
I
really.
I think Batman would win this one solely because I think Iron Man's cockiness would result in Batman doing something that malfunctions the Iron Man suit.
Well, you got to have a, what do they call it? A Xanathos Gambit or whatever. It's the classic Batman move where Iron Man's like, I won. And Batman's like, I was prepared for this. And then Iron Man shits himself or whatever. Inside his suit.
Previously to this fight, I fed you laxatives. You thought they were.
You know when we shook hands? I had a laxative on my palm.
You thought they were nothing but little grapes. Alas, they were laxatives.
Yeah, you know the pre-fight grapes?
I know you
cannot. Why I didn't have any
delicious grapes. Mr. Stark, that's right. I know who you are.
Oh, shit.
I know your secret identity. First off, I don't have a secret identity. Oh, no!
Jarvis, pluck my asshole. The suit plug tries to plug his asshole.
Or it could be a thing where, like, I knew they were laxative and I built my technology suit to include a big, giant techno diaper. And then he just shits himself on screen and then goes to fight Batman. Batman's like, oh no.
Oh shit. And then he picks Batman up and drops him from a great height.
Just shoots him with his beam.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Is that a win to Iron Man?
But yes. But or does Iron Man shit himself?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Iron Man loses that because Iron Man often rushes into things and is arrogant, where Batman is like.
Yeah, he thinks
Batman plans. Yeah. Batman plans, Iron Man doesn't.
I do like Batman with like a whiteboard planning it out, and Iron Man just cock. Oof.
Shouldn't have
planning's
taken so long.
Planning's for nerds, loser. Well, no, I think, Batman probably
Batman wins
that one.
With some poisoned grapes.
Yep.
Okay. Victory,
Flash,
Batman. I mean, Iron Man.
No, Batman.
Yeah.
Flash v. Scarlet Witch.
Oh. Flash, Quip, Scarlet Witch picks him up with energy, crushes him into a little ball.
Okay. Just letting you know, it has been wall-to-wall DC, Marvel victory. Oh, no, Batman won.
It's been even.
Yeah. I keep thinking, for some reason, Iron Man won the last one.
No.
Because he shat himself.
Yeah, winners don't shit the pants.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Crushes into a little ball.
Yeah. Flash dead.
Yeah.
They couldn't
You remind me of my brother who died. I hate you, dead.
Crushes into a little ball, like chewing gum sized, chews him, blows a big bubble, pops him.
Yep.
Dead.
Fatality.
Okay.
Victory, Scarlet Witch.
Green Lantern v. Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Captain Marvel in the MCU is pretty much shown
Superman,
as like one of the most superpowered beings in our universe. Like they're extremely powerful. Yeah. But the Green Lantern has only got the imagination.
Yeah.
And he's limited by that.
Let me tell you.
And his ring.
Yeah, and his ring, yes. And he's got to charge it.
Yeah.
So he's basically got an unlimited imagination phone that needs to be plugged in.
I would say that this is an easy win to Green Lantern, solely because Green Lantern just needs to simply imagine that he wins and he wins.
No.
Okay. Green Lantern projects out of his ring an image of him winning, and Captain Marvel just cleans him up like a freight train in the sky. It's like, that's what it would have looked like if I'd won. Instead, I have died.
As he looks onto this image, as he is that butt paste with a ring on top of it, two eyes blinking, being like, blink, and a little blink, mouth blink. Being like, oh.
I envisioned. Wow. Tony Robbins was wrong. It's not the power of thought.
I thought if I believed that it would happen, but
I took my leaf out of the secret. Yeah. I thought if I positive thinking, turns
instead
out,
I am well and truly bad.
Can you imagine his powers to be better?
Once again, I think you are misunderstanding the Green Lantern's powers.
Yeah, you don't really.
Because he could imagine a fist that depowers her or something, right?
Once again,
no.
he can make
a physical structure.
Yeah, but can that,
out of his ring.
Yeah. That, okay. Yeah.
No, so it's just in the shape of the structure.
Yeah.
It does not gain the components of the structure.
Yeah. And like,
unless they are physical components, like a spring or a cog.
Yeah.
Spring
or some kind of spear.
Yeah.
And he also is weakness the
color,
the color
yellow.
And unfortunately, Captain Marvel yellow hair.
Yeah. He dead.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure her beam's yellow.
Yeah, he sees her hair has a heart attack.
Falls out of the sky straight at the ocean, drowns.
Green Lantern's not like white guns. It's a real sad thing. Yeah.
Okay. Victory, Captain Marvel.
Yeah, it was a close one.
That was,
though.
Yeah. That's one.
Okay, Cyborg v. Doctor Strange.
This is another one where I think smugness gets in the way of a Marvel win here.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange will be like, I worked with technology and now I do magic. And at that point, Cyborg has hacked into...
his brain.
He's just
hacked
shot
into
a...
his sling ring, and now he sling rings his head to one dimension, his arsehole to another, and his torso into the sea.
You've hacked my sling. As he's bisected by sling ring holes.
Yeah.
They rain down on Cyborg in a grisly shower. Yeah.
And then onlookers are like, Cyborg didn't need to put the sling ring holes above himself. He wanted that bloody shower.
Yeah.
He wanted like two ass cheeks to fall on his shoulders like shoulder pads, I guess.
Thump, thump.
Wow.
Cyborg smiles.
Victory, Cyborg.
Okay. Superman versus Thor.
Yeah.
Thor. This is tough because... I think, like, when we get down to it, Superman would probably win this.
Yeah. And just Superman could probably pick up the hammer, too. So he probably kills Thor with his own hammer.
Wow, that's insulting.
Yeah.
But then Thor maybe also has an axe. So then it becomes hammer v. axe.
Yeah.
But I think how does Superman do with lightning? Good?
Yeah, he's fine with lightning.
Maybe,
I mean.
So as they fight, because Superman's like, he's like the ultimate good guy, right?
Yeah.
And he picks up the hammer and he swings it into Thor's guts and it goes into Thor's guts. But then Thor, because he's fighting Superman, it makes him a bad guy. And so he can't hold the hammer up anymore and it just... like basically guts him down as the hammer descends to the earth. Yeah.
What if, would it be, I think, yeah, I just think that like Thor might lose. I mean, maybe because he becomes a bad guy and gets killed by his own hammer, the weight of his own hammer.
Yeah.
But it could also just be the fact that you see Thor get tired in movies and stuff. You don't really see.
Superman doesn't really get tired.
No, unless he's fighting Doomsday and then he gets tired and dies. It's like a two-step program. Yeah.
It's a program he enrolled.
Yeah.
Step one, get tired. Step two, die.
Okay. See, I can imagine that like happening. Maybe like Thor goes to swing his hammer and Superman catches it.
Yeah.
And he's just like. Maybe the crushes it or just grabs it and takes it off him and then just biffs him in his face.
Mm.
And Thor being so like, you know, gobsmacked that someone has like lifted up his like Thor, but not by the handle, but by like the hammer part.
Yeah.
Be like,
what
and
if?
He gets like biffed into the sun. He comes back. Yeah. Or he's like, he biffs him. He's like, you're incredible. Let's have a beer.
Yeah.
Superman wins and doesn't pace Thor.
Yeah.
I feel Thor would be like, wow, you're great.
What if the fight was, so Thor hits Superman with the hammer. Therefore, stops being worthy because he hits Superman with the hammer. Superman grabs the hammer, then hits Thor with it. Same thing happens. It just becomes a one-for-one hit.
They just drop the hammer. No one can ever use it.
Drop it into Earth 6, destroys the core of the Earth, whole planet gone.
They drop it, they walk Earth away, Superman worthy. Trips over it, lands on a kryptonite spike. Oh, I guess I win.
Yeah, Thor wins.
Okay.
Victory Thor.
Yeah. So if Superman wins, I think it would be. So it's basically 3-3.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Perfect.
So now, the decider.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman versus Captain American.
Oh, my God.
Wonder Woman wins this.
Really? Yeah, she's got a sword. Captain America's got a shield. Oh, wait. Sword is weak against shield.
Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman shield has a lasso sword. Of truth. Wonder Woman, no issue with murder.
That's true. But Captain America did fight in a war with a gun.
Yeah, that's true.
Wonder Woman
yeah.
was there two different... Oh, no, she different war. Was in World
oh,
War
She was
II.
In World War II. We just don't know what happened.
Can deflect bullets with her thing.
Yeah, she does like crouch yeah. thing.
Captain, I guess Captain America can deflect bullets with his shield.
She is a demigod. He is the best human in the world.
Yeah.
But she does have weakness for human.
That's true. Maybe she falls in love. Oh my god.
I doubt it. I guess maybe she kicks fucks. A hole in his head.
Maybe Damn. They fuck and everyone fucks and that's what fixes the universe.
I like that Kanye song where he's like, what if we start fucking right now?
Yeah,
would
maybe
everybody
that's
start fucking? Would everybody start fucking?
And Wonder Woman's got her sword against Captain America's shield. They lean in real close and she's like, hey, what if we start fucking right now? Yeah. Like the Kanye song. Yeah. Yeah,
but the song's called, but it's on Life of
Because if she takes off her gauntlets as well.
Is that in the current?
I think so.
What if she takes a what?
DC? Her gauntlets. Her gauntlets are like they.
That's in like the Brian Azzarello run.
I was fairly sure. Wasn't there like a?
Yeah, but what happens with the gauntlets? I don't care about who wrote
she
it.
She goes sicko mode.
Yeah, she goes full on sicko.
Oh, mode. The gauntlets are like
they're actually like dampening her powers.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, yeah, she takes it off and then she beats
that was
everyone.
I thought they implied 84? That in 84. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Who can remember? Yeah.
They also implied that you have to win the Olympics or whatever in 84. Yeah, you, Jackson Bailey. Oh, no. The
I
fucking,
missed my chance.
The wish?
You'll never learn because you took a shortcut or whatever, and that's why you lost the race in this weird fucking Olympics we all do, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. The Amazon Olympics.
Olympics. Yeah.
I also thought he meant like just
actual
the
Olympics.
The 84
I was like, there was Olympics in the film. Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. So look, Wonder Woman probably has like the power set over Captain America. I think that she's definitely could just behead Captain America.
He'd be trying to convince him to stop fighting.
Yeah. I think though he might.
Yeah.
I think Captain America, while Captain America's a great fighter, he's also inspiring.
Yeah. And you also need in this movie
a draw.
Well, yeah, because they can't just kill each other.
Yeah.
Well, who's died?
But it's funny when Captain America.
The Flash. Definitely the Flash is dead.
Captain America being like, we've got to stop fighting, everybody.
Before anyone
gather
gets
everyone together.
Green Lantern and Flash are based.
didn't Thor get killed by a sinking? I mean, not Thor. Aquaman get killed by a sinking island.
No, he wasn't killed. He was fine. He can breathe underwater. He's just unconscious.
I thought he was more like.
Oh, yeah. Fair. So Captain America's like, well, that's unfortunate.
Well, never mind.
No goes on my team.
No going back,
good.
I guess.
That's right. Because also, we are thinking just like biffs in terms of like, punch-ons, but they could do other competitions. So Superman and Thor in a drinking competition.
Mm-hmm.
They could do a lifting competition.
They could do a running
race.
They
could do a game of chess.
Yeah.
They could
The real question, I think, is how do they resolve it?
Yeah.
How does it end?
So even though,
Wonder Woman and Captain America's fight ends.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's a draw.
Come together because there's clearly a greater evil.
What do they come together to do?
Yeah. Well, because, so come together, there's clearly a greater evil, which can turn out to be Darkseid or some shit.
Yeah.
And then they just team up, be the shit out of Darkseid, problem solved. Universes are split once again forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they leave.
So are you going to do like a villain, let's say Darkseid or say a Thanos, maybe they've teamed up? Yeah. Or are you going to be like, we need to come together and using our combined strength, push the Earths away?
Superman breasts up his shoulders against his Earth. Feet against the mind.
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Superman and Thor, they're kind of like,
feet together.
Yeah, feet together, backs bracing.
There it is.
No, I think you'd use.
See you around.
I think Darkseid's a safe bet because DC aren't doing anything with him. And I mean, you just don't kill him. But
yeah. And then he.
And Darkseid, he was doing this because.
To crash the Earth into, to wipe out. The MCU
so is it
to wipe out the so his planet could become Prime, even though his planet is not Earth.
So is it the DC universe or just their Earth?
I think it's the Earth, but it turns out if the Earth crashes into the other Earth, because you can do like a a portal that's opening, and if their Earth takes over our Earth, then not only will die, everything's fucked. I'll tell you what, it's going to be fucking fun.
And then when they do this, what we can do is then have the amalgamation Earth, and then we can finally get Bat thing.
Yeah, Bat, do you think they'll get Amalgam Earth together?
No Amalgam
as a TV
Earth,
show?
As a TV show.
Different actors playing them?
Nah, Amalgam
freaks.
Earth would be when, you know how I said, Annette, like it'll be like, oh, we're sealed off forever. That wouldn't be forever, forever.
Yeah, yeah, but what about
10 years later?
You know,
when they inevitably do Amalgam Earth.
But this could lead to a great TV series because then you end up getting like Man of War, which is Superman and Captain America together.
Yeah.
And that's pretty
cool. Super Soldier Man of War.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Good.
That
yeah.
is pretty cool. What real differences between Captain America and...
It's like a stronger Captain America, I guess, with laser
vision. You get Dark Claw. He's a Wolverine and a Batman.
Yeah.
Dark Claw's fucked.
He's pretty sick.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
Shall we do some...
So is this Super Soldier Spider Boy? He's Spider Boy.
Spider-Man and Superboy.
Yeah.
What if Spider-Man could fly?
Then you get like Joker. Is it the Joker and maybe Sabretooth together?
Yeah, I think
maybe?
So.
Joker
like,
Tooth?
Like Jackal or some shit.
Jackal.
Yeah, that's a cool name.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Swings to the fences?
Let's do some swings to the fences.
This will happen.
Yeah.
It'll happen is Joel Zammert. One is it'll happen and this is permanent.
They're constantly close to each other. Okay.
My swing for the fence is that what will happen instead of like we'll get the amalgamation Earth.
Yeah.
Basically instantaneously they'll crash in and then we'll get amalgamation and then they got to pull them apart.
It's
very body horror, but it's not going to be good. Like, it's not going to be like Dark Claw. It's going to be like melded together.
Like a Cronenberg lump.
Yeah.
There's no dialogue, just screaming.
People like, it's the movie, and it's like 80 minutes long.
Yeah.
It's not so long, but it's still pretty bad.
Long enough. You feel it. What's your swing for the fence?
80 minutes with no dialogue, you feel it. My swing for the fence is that... One, this will happen, like Simon said. But also, my swing of the fence is that actually the way we will get a crossover is kind of my comics come real idea, but it'll just be like somebody using their psychic powers or their reality warping powers to make their favorite comic book character Batman, and then it'll be Batfleck, who is performing the role of the psychic Batman projection. That's my swing for the fence. If we ever do, I don't think this is going to happen, obviously, but if we ever do get any kind of crossover,
It's
a lock.
Man Thing's a lock.
Yeah.
I heard DC. Today, somebody tagged me in a thing that they're doing a Halloween special with Man Thing after the Werewolf by Night one.
What happened to the James Gunn Christmas special? Was that meant to come out this year?
Yeah.
It was coming out last
year. No,
2022. Christmas 2022.
Apparently, next year's Halloween special is going to have Man Thing in it. Apparently. It won't be good. Okay. What's your swing for the fences, Dusha?
I think it'll be permanent. That's my swing
for the fences. Yeah, that's right.
Disney buy DC. Whoa, fucking hell. Imagine Marvel buy DC.
Whoa.
Comics would be done forever then.
Yeah.
Another thing is maybe. The Flash run too fast.
Oh, yeah.
And that creates
breaks Earth.
A portal in between.
Mm-hmm.
Or... Now,
what if Flash runs too fast at the same time Quicksilver runs too fast?
Not too much run.
He ran so fast he came back alive.
Oh my god, that's so fast. Okay, so now remind me. This is my last book. This is my actual swing for the fence.
Okay.
So, remind me, the Sandman series or film that's coming out. Is it a TV series or is it a film?
I have no idea. I have never read it, nor do I like Neil Gaiman's work.
Okay. I think it's a TV show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Sandman, he is a DC character.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the DC own him.
Uh-huh,
and so this could be perhaps Dream Shit.
Oh.
Dream Shit. Dream Warriors. Nightmare on Elm Street.
So what ends up being in this, the DC versus Marvel.
Yeah.
Instead of it being a film,
it's a dog's dream.
It is a dog's dream in maybe like one episode of the Sandman series.
Hold on, I need to see what this dog's screaming about.
That is like a 30-second cameo.
Yeah.
Or the Marvel and DC are going to be cowards, and instead what we're going to have is going to be the Avengers versus the Squadron Supreme, and the Justice League versus whatever the Avengers equivalent is.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Within their universe,
easy. See, it's a lock. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS boys.
Yeah. Oh, another swing to the fence is the DCEU will get their shit together.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Good one. Great joke.
Thanks.
It'll never fucking happen.
Thanks
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.